The French finance minister has urged Europe not to allow the United States to be the economic policeman of the world. Bruno Le Maire said the European response must be clearly no to Washington's economic stance. He was reacting to U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw his country from the Iran nuclear deal and impose sanctions against European companies doing business with Iran. The French minister said Paris is making proposals to strengthen the European economic sovereignty. He added that France is looking at possible ways that the EU can use to compensate firms facing U.S. sanctions over Iran. Le Maire was referring to the 1996 statute, which he said could allow the bloc to intervene to protect European companies against any U.S. sanctions. Crossing over to New York, joined by Foreign Policy in Focus, Mr. Ian Williams, thanks so much for being with us. So, some interesting words, though, coming out of the French finance minister and basically saying not to allow the U.S. to pressure Europe. Your take, are these just words, or are these words going to turn into actions?
Well, to some extent, it's bluster, Eurocentric bluster, but I think they seriously are going to try and put some teeth into those words, not just because of the Iran deal, but because of the whole economic issues coming from the U.S., the trade tariffs that the U.S. put on unilaterally on its best allies, the Cuba one you've already mentioned, and the whole idea that the U.S.'s unreasonable foreign policy should be enforced by other people is obviously too much. Whether the Europeans in their present state with Britain and semi-detached can implement this is another story. But even the British, of course, think and have castigated Donald Trump for breaking out of the joint agreement with Iran. And, of course, there are trade issues there as well. So, I mean, what the U.S. is going to do, it's like with China. It's going to force people to think that we can't be part of an integrated trade system with the United States. We must make sure that we source all of our own components for airliners, for example, if we're going to be the subject of political whims from Washington. It's no way to run your own economy or to run an independent industry, whether it's telephones or airplanes, if you can't sell them, depending on who's in power in Washington and which side of the bed Donald Trump got out of this morning.
All right. And on that note, appreciate you being with us, Mr. Ian Williams from Foreign Policy in Focus out of New York.